The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social, hour number three. And if you're just joining us, A.J.'s still playing poker. He's at the final table. There's 10 left and one hold out on the chop, so he just doubled up. With Kings, darn near made a royal flush, made a flush on the river. But so I'm starting to think we may not see AJ for the entire show today at this point, as slow as that's moving over there. But RJ Bell will join us shortly. If you want to get in, the best way to hit us up is via Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Cody _ Stutes, at My Name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. A lot of good stuff. I mean, AJ popped on briefly on the break, which, I don't think the break next break is for another hour, it says. Or is that a minute? No, it's an hour. So I don't think we'll be seeing him. I'm going to boldly say probably no AJ today. But we will have RJ any minute now. And when we do, we'll have some fun there. We can do duck shit. Duct tape shoe jokes all day long, and RJ will be down with that. But yeah, it's a fun place, man. Come out and check out Prime Social. Lots of fat cash games going on right now, lots of action. So if you're into that, and who isn't, there's spots available, but a lot of tables going here. So just one though in the tournament, now down to 9. Somebody got knocked out over there, and it was not AJ, so that's a good sign.
And they keep it going in the early morning out here, too, if you
want. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're open 24-7. I think it's Thursday through Sunday now. So, yeah, if you're tooling around late at night thinking, dude, I got to get some action, it's a really good place to do it. So I played a couple tournaments here, and it's a real nice structure, real nice setup. It played cash for a while, too, and did real well with that. So I highly recommend coming out here and checking the place out. It's big, and it's nice. And the
food's good, too.
Yeah, food's fantastic. They've got alcohol here, so if you want to get your drink on, you can do that. But, yeah, I think it's one of the better sites in the city to come play poker. All right, 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, we will be happy to read your texts if they're any good. Which, you know, it's 50-50 on that. Tech -6.5 at KSU. I don't have an opinion on the Tech game. So much depends on what's going on with their quarterback, and they're also coming off a couple of really tough game last week. So I don't have a real opinion on Tech Kansas State.
Dear Lord, if they lose that football game, you're staring down just consecutive losses to end the year and no bowl game. Many consecutive losses and no bowl game because they have Baylor left on the schedule after that. and it'd be big time trouble for Cliff Kingsbury. Surely they can take care of Kansas State.
Yeah, I think he's. I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of hot seat lists that include Cliff Kingsbury. I just think I love the Bowman kid. I think maybe you bring Kingsbury back and give him one more year with him, but he really just he couldn't win with Pat Mahomes. I mean,
that wasn't. I mean, the tough part is you go back and you watch those games, and it wasn't for lack of Cliff Kingsbury's coaching and Pat Mahomes doing awesome things that they lost those games. It's like just didn't have the dudes, you know. Just didn't have the dudes
but
for the situation.
Then,
and that's Kingsbury's fault
but that's,
to an extent.
That's on the coach.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have to go get the dudes.
I will say this. If Cliff Kingsbury does get fired, I don't believe he will because I have every thought that they'll win the next two games and do it handily and then play in some sort of bowl game that matters to them. If Cliff Kingsbury gets fired, I know this for a fact. He is a hot name to walk in to either a big-time college program and immediately be the offensive coordinator. And he's getting NFL buzz, too, as far as being an OC. Just the way these coaches with McVay and Andy Reid dipping into college and high school for some of his plays, Kingsbury will have a job waiting for him if he gets canned.
Oh, I'm sure he could get another offensive coordinator job in college, and I think he'd be good at it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know how he is as a head coach. I think he's had enough time to kind of show us what he is, and that's – okay, I mean, that's not an easy place to win. And I think Mike Leach set a standard there that might never, you know, you hope to have one season where, like they had with Crabtree and those guys, where you go out and you're just magnificent for 1 year out of every five or six. All right, let's go to the gambling guru of the universe who will appreciate why AJ's not here right now, RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter at RJInVegas, pregame.com, which is a dynamic website. RJ, what's going on, my friend? Happy Friday.
Where's AJ?
He's about 20 feet away from me sitting at the final table of a tournament that started at noon.
What's the grand prize?
Well, it looks like they're chopping it right now with nine left. So it'll be a little under 1,000, it looks like. So.
Wait a minute. How many people started?
52.
So you go from 52 to 9, and that's when you start chopping?
Yeah, it's pretty common here, actually, when you get the final table. Because yeah,
did you say comical or common?
Common.
Yeah. Play, baby. Play.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, RJ, everywhere I go, it's like this now. Almost every place, you get down to 7 or 8, everybody wants to chop, and I'm never the guy who's going to say, oh, no, I'm not going to do it. I would,
because then you're going to put him on tilt.
I do that in Vegas, but like a lot of places here, it's like there's listeners at the table. There's, you know, I mean, usually it's at a place that's sponsoring us, so I don't want to be that guy. But, yeah, in Vegas I've done that. I'll just say, no.
Well, here's what I would say if I were one of the nine. Wait, I didn't have my – I thought I had my board set up. I had the whammy on there. Right where, in fact, this is so good. Give me one second. Here it is. This is so good. This is what I would say.
Whoa, make me rich, make me rich. Whammies, you can drop dead.
Whammies, you can drop dead. That's what I'd say.
Oh, well, but it looks like they're settling that up now, so he'll probably get here before we're done, which would be good.
Well, let's talk some NFL.
Well, before that, one of our listeners has a question for you that comes up every now and then, and I mean, I think you're the perfect guy to answer it because so are lines set by humans, computer programs, or a mixture of both? For when I hear Vegas said this, is that a human or a computer? And I know there's a lot of ways that they come up with the line, but go ahead and I think you're the perfect guy to answer that for him before we get to the NFL.
Yeah, an important distinction is, are we talking about an opening line or are we talking about the market line? Because an opening line, you got to give credit to the book that opens it. Because think about it. The whole world potentially could bet against you. And you're saying, I'm going to put a number out. And yeah, I'm going to take some vig. But otherwise, I'm going to put out 16 games, let's say, full weekend of NFL. And you can pick any side, any total, and just bet that one game. That takes guts. That said, if you have a guy like Fezzik in the NFL, a guy like me in the NFL, and anyone else in the world puts out 16 lines, they can be right 15 times and wrong once, and I get the best of it. So you don't have to be better than the odds maker to beat the odds maker. You have to be better on one game. It's like the great line in one of the great movies, Heat. John Voight, remember? He was like the consigliere of De Niro. And he says, Pacino. He goes, he thinks you're sharp. He's talking about how much he loves your style. But then Voight goes, remember, you've got to be right every time. He only has to be right once because he's the cop. And De Niro was the bad guy. To me, though, the odds that come out, and actually when it comes to the NFL, and I mean, we take pride in this, as the official odds provider of the Associated Press, me and pregame.com, we actually put out the world openers. Now, they're not bettable, so, but the first odds on the NFL on Sunday on my Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, I tweet it out every week. That goes to 750 newspapers. Those actually open up before any sports book opens up any odds. Now, no one's betting them, but I can't because I don't have a gambling or a bookmaking license, but I would love to take action on those. But it would be a challenge because we could be right all but once. Now, here, though, is the other side. Once the world opens up, once it's at 10 places, 20, 100, et cetera, now you're not betting against any odds maker. You're betting against the world. It's the wisdom of crowds. It's the collective IQ. So let's say there's one guy that just knows Texas Tech football better than anyone. All he does, he watches every practice. He listens to the press conferences. He's got like a Leach hand-drawn picture up from the old days. All right, if that guy is a big bettor, if the line's wrong on Texas Tech, he's going to bet it big. And the bookmaker that's seen this guy beat him on Texas Tech the last 4 years is going to move the line. Why? Because the guy that knows Texas Tech in this hypothetical bet either for them or against them. And to me, that's the key. Against any single odds maker in the NFL, I feel like I'm going to win if I'm picking only a couple of games. But yeah, against the world, it's so much more difficult because everyone's having their say. And all the experts are stepping in the games and the sports they're best at.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I was looking at a USA Today where they had Sagarin's ratings versus the pre, and it said pregame.com line, and it was pretty cool to see that in there. Because so you guys are all over the place now.
That's and that's through the and again, I love listen in this day and age where we can debate journalism politically, but when it comes to sports and getting the info out there, AP's unmatched, and they're really unmatched with the resources. I mean, not many organizations really want to write up, you know, a recap on some Mountain West college basketball game on a Tuesday in February, but the AP does it. So we're honored to be a part of it. And, you know, the last thing I would say, and it really segues with a quick recap of Thursday night's game. If you had bet on Wednesday, Seattle, you won. You laid 2.5 and you won. If you bet on Thursday, you laid 3 and you pushed. 3 is the most valuable number in the NFL. It's not even close. And this is the adage, and we were preaching this on Straight Out of Vegas just today. As soon as you like a game enough to bet it, bet it. Why? Because the line gets more and more accurate. It gets sharper and sharper as you approach game time. And because of that, the sooner, if you are on the right side, if you're on the wrong side, it doesn't matter. You're not going to win anyway. But if you're on the right side of a game, odds are if the line moves, it's going to move to your disadvantage because other people are going to know it's the right side also. Thus, if you're a winner, bet as soon as you can because the line's going to get worse for you as it gets closer to game time, which lastly plugs into the concept of earlier you're betting against less people, later you're betting against more people because more people have bet into that market. Thus, the market got smarter.
Yeah, but this kind of goes to something that happened earlier in the week. I was able to get Bengals plus 4.5 at Ravens early in the week, and then that got shut down because all the question marks about the quarterback. I'm probably not getting that price when they do get that line back out.
So you took Bengals plus 4.5?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, we were guessing if Flacco started, the line would be 7.5.
Yeah.
And
it was 4.5, I guess, because there was a question mark about Flacco. And then when that became a this guy's probably not going to play, they took it off the board. I haven't seen it back up anywhere, but there was one of the websites I use online where I got it at 4.5 early.
I'll be interested. My gut feeling, if RG3 – so is Lamar Jackson the likely starter is what I'm hearing?
Looks like it, yeah, although he missed practice with an illness yesterday. But that's the report, is that he's apparently going to be the guy going.
I think Lamar Jackson, the line's going to be in the 4 range. I think with RG3, it'd be in the 5.5 range. And with Flacco, it would have been 7.5, I think. So it looks like you're going to be, especially if you get a hobbled or limited Lamar, you know, a limited Lamar Jackson does not sound like a good NFL quarterback situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in love with it. I'm not a fan of the Bengals without A.J. Green either, but Once word started coming out about that, it's like, I'm jumping on this early, and then we'll see what happens. Let's talk about some of the other games, because I'm really intrigued by this Dallas-Atlanta game. The Cowboys coming off a really big win last week, and the Falcons, who just went in and laid an egg at Cleveland, and it was interesting to hear players talk about afterwards how they were just saying, it was the Browns, and we thought we could just roll in there, and you're not good enough to do that.
Yeah, to me, one, I actually liked Atlanta last week. And
so did I.
If you're in a situation where you need to win to keep your playoff hopes alive and you've had a disappointing season, it just makes no sense to me that you're not going to play hard every game. I mean, that is, in my opinion, an indictment of the Atlanta organization. And I think the Cowboys, 3.5, you could maybe make the case, all things equal, maybe you could make the case that the line should be 3.5, Atlanta home field plus a little. But I think the situational edge for Dallas is significant. Why? They just won a game, and especially in the NFC East, they are right in it. I mean, you can get Dallas maybe plus 250, 275 to win the East. I mean, they're in it. So total motivation with momentum. Atlanta, yeah, statistically they could make it in the playoffs, but boy, they are big underdogs to do that. And that gut punch, when you're not supposed to lose that Cleveland game, you do. I think it's even worse. And because of that, I actually, one of our super contest picks, Dallas plus 3.5.
I like that. I'm on the over in that game, too, because I do think the Falcons will score some points at home. Wanted to get to your Steelers, because this feels like such – and I know you have a really good feel for them more than anybody, but it feels like such a sucker line, the way the Jags have been playing and the way that the Steelers have started to turn it around. It just seems too good to be true to me to have that inside of a touchdown. Is this the kind of place where Pittsburgh lays that egg that we see him do sometimes?
I think so. And to me, it's a debate. The debate is, on one hand, you could say revenge. No, double revenge. Because obviously two losses last year, one in the playoffs for Pittsburgh, losing to Jacksonville, and both as over a touchdown favorite. So embarrassing losses. Or you could say, why did Jacksonville exceed expectations against Pittsburgh last year? Is it a matchup issue? Is it a matter of just being matching up well against the Steelers? My gut feeling is it's more about matchups. And doesn't mean Pittsburgh's not going to win. But in fact, in the Super Contest, we picked Jacksonville is one of our picks. It was the last one. And by the way, on my Twitter,
His Twitter handle is at RJ in Vegas.
Oh, geez. Stephen A. just jumped in. On my Twitter.
It's not like I can't get enough of that guy. Jeez.
But.
I hear you, RJ Bell. I hear you.
But the thing is, see, I could have a whole show with just me and Stephen A.
Yeah.
That would be fun. But we're putting out all five of the picks on Sunday. And we actually had our first losing week last week, but we're still well over 60%. And we had Seattle yesterday at 2.5, so started off the week with a winner.
Let's talk about this Texans-Washington game because this might surprise you, but I mean I think the line is right where it should be, but I'm kind of leaning Houston here, and I think part of it is coming off this bye. They've got an opportunity to work into Marius Thomas. They should get Kiki QT back at receiver, so they're healthier in the secondary. And Washington's down three offensive linemen, and you know they haven't really faced a front like what they're going to see out of J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney and those cats. And I'm kind of leaning that way. I'm kind of curious your thoughts on it.
Some factors in NFL handicapping are time after time underrated, under-accounted for, and cluster injuries on the O-line is one of them. And Washington has the most beat-up offensive line of any team in the NFL this season. So, yeah, everyone's looking and saying, oh, yeah, Washington's beat up on the O-line. Let's adjust it a little bit. They're not adjusting it enough. And this is all you need to know. Last 2 weeks, and the O-line today for the Skins is more beat up than it was 2 weeks ago, and it's more beat up than it was even starting the game last week. But in those 2 weeks with a better O-line than they have now, Washington played against the worst defense in the league, Tampa Bay, and one of the worst defenses, Atlanta. And they scored 30 points combined, 15 on average per game. So if you're playing two of the worst defenses with a better O-line than you've got today because more injuries have happened, you got a win there. So it's kind of against Tampa, so it's kind of deceiving. But I'm telling you, I would not be surprised if Houston rolled. By the way, this is a trend. It's amazing, and it keeps getting bigger. NFL team since 2002, off a bye, road favorite, 73% against the spread.
Wow.
Now, why road favorites off a bye? Because it takes care of a lot of the problems road favorites have, which is they're tired, so they're a little flat because, hey, they're clearly the better team. If you're favored on the road in the NFL, you're clearly the better team. But if you're off a bye, you're not going to be tired. You're not going to be dragging. And you're focused. You're not thinking about anything else because you've had a week to kind of rest up, have some fun. Now you're ready to play some football. 61 winners and 23 losers against the spread in that spot. So personally, I think Houston is a little overrated. They've had 4 coin flip wins this season and 0 coin flip losses. So if they were 2-2 on those flips and they were, what, they'd be 4-5, we'd be thinking very differently about Houston. So a great spot for Houston. I trust your expertise that the bye is helping them beyond the general rest because of integrating the new receiver and other injuries. But, boy, I don't want to fire too fast or too much on a team I think is intrinsically overrated, the Texans, but it's a great spot against a hobbled Washington O-line.
That was extremely insightful, RJ.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here's
Well, you know, actually, a friend of ours wants to say something real quick.
Oh, no.
Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's the one, he's the only, RJ Bell.
Oh, wait, that wasn't the guy. Hold on.
Talking about the great one, RJ Bell.
So, thank you. You and Stephen A. agree.
No, because I think you're the gambling guru of the universe. He just thinks you're the great one. I kind of think gambling guru of the universe.
If you can just get famous enough, I'll throw you on my soundboard. But right now, it would be like, who's that?
I like where I am right now. I don't really want to be any more famous than this. Trust me.
All right.
That's
listen to that. Talk about a humble brag, Houston. You can let him get away with that at Fred Fowler on Twitter?
Of course they are.
Oh, I don't want to be any more famous than I already
am. No, because I've had this discussion on air many times. I've had opportunities to go to a couple of times to go do national shows. I'm not interested. For one thing,
what's your thinking?
Well, for one thing, the shows I'd be doing are going to be completely scripted. They're going to be takes that have to be forced takes on things that I don't want to do. I get to do whatever I want here, and I'm probably better compensated than a lot of people who are doing national radio. So
and that is true. And now, obviously, there's the big boys, right? ESPN, Fox, CBS, and if you're daytime there, you're doing good, right? And obviously, the Colin Cowherds, the Dan Patricks,
yeah, Colin,
Jim
Skip,
Rome,
those guys, yeah,
are doing great. Now,
yeah,
though, if you're on one of the, you know, you're on a B-level national network, and or even on an A network overnights or A network weekends, you'd be shocked at how little. In fact, not talking about any individual plays, right? I'm not. But the average, from what I understand, weekend, they're getting like $125 an hour. So good money, no doubt. But remember, that's just on air, right? So they do a 3-hour shift, they're making $375. No one, you know, hey, if you're working a straight job, you're not going to complain about that. But you think about a Colin Cowherd making $6 or $7 million a year versus that, it's a very different story. So in radio, the haves and have nots, phew. But a really successful local guy like you and AJ, you guys, especially if you're hustle with the car dealerships and the free food, I bet you got some free Mediterranean salads or something. I mean, I bet you got every angle covered. Those guys, and I'm not talking about you. I know guys in Atlanta. A very successful local guy makes like $400K as a local guy, which is more than all but maybe 10 or 12 national hosts. So I agree with you. If you can be an A, you know, daytime national host, huge opportunity. But otherwise, the big local markets like Houston, the successful guys like you and AJ, it's bigger than some of those national shows.
Yeah, and plus I'm comfortable here, and I love, more importantly, I love that I don't have to force anything. What I do on the air is me, and I don't have to go and have everything
good
scripted.
Or bad.
Yeah, exactly. And either people like it or they don't. So, one more before we let you go, we got to hit on this Rams Chiefs game, because when it first opened in Mexico City, I think it was Rams were -2.5. The actual opening thing that I saw in pregame was pick 'em. Now I'm getting 3.5 with the Chiefs. I think the travel and everything else here is so much. The Rams spent a week in Denver. I mean, I don't think this is a home field advantage, and I really like the Chiefs getting points here in a game that I think is pretty much a toss-up. And they're both going to be dealing with travel issues. I tell me why I shouldn't like the Chiefs.
No, I think you're exactly right. In fact, and I mean, I should caveat this with, no matter how much I like a game or any pro likes a game, it's not going to win more than 60% of the time. 55 is the goal. Now, you can love a game, and it should be a little bit more long-term. Probably my favorite game of the year, Kansas City, +3.5. You mentioned it. It's the rarest case where a road team, Kansas City, is traveling less than the home team. KC's going from KC to L.A. Rams went from L.A. to Colorado back to L.A. I was in L.A. for the weekend for some business stuff on Monday, and the fires are just all anyone can think or talk about. That was something that affected last week the Rams. We had Seattle, nice winner there against the spread. Now, tired from all that, having a mini camp away and then being disappointed that all this altitude prep wasn't going to help. If anything, who knows if it hurts now? Because you practice at altitude and now you're going back to non-altitude. And 3.5, that implies the Rams are better, even if you had full home field and no other situational advantages. Kansas City last four games have not given up more than 17 points. The assumption the Rams have a better defense than Kansas City, I don't know if they do. I think KC's defense might be better. So I think Casey's offense is better. I think their defense is better. Andy Reid can match up against McVay. Love Kansas City plus 3.5.
All right, that is RJ Bell, the gambling guru of the universe.
Sorry I missed you, RJ.
Hey, AJ, you know something? If you're chopping $1,000, what's wrong with you?
It's not my choice. First
what do you
of
mean?
All, first of all, RJ, I work 3 hours a day. I've already missed 2 hours playing poker.
Two and a half hours.
I was trying to chop as soon as possible. And then everybody's like, "Oh no, I'm only going to make $500. I don't want to chop." So yeah, I don't know what to tell you, RJ.
So
I
what you're saying is, if it wasn't, you're getting paid to be on air when you're playing poker.
That's why
you got it going on.
I got to give Fred. Fred normally gets 10% of my action, but Cody filled in for me, so they both get 5% today.
So you're not going to give any more. You're just going to whack it up.
Well, I already got to pay the damn people who wanted to chop.
I mean, Fred, imagine a guy is getting paid to do radio. He's playing poker, winning, and he's complaining about it.
You're the one complaining, RJ. I'm fine.
Now,
I'm saying
get some gamble in you.
I got enough gamble in me. I've got more.
I know
enough.
We got to run. I got
too much.
20 seconds. Famous right. story. There's a guy famous. Can we do it for 20?
Yeah.
Famous story of a gambler out of Australia. His name was Packer, and he was the biggest bettor in the world for a long time. And he was at the Bellagio in Vegas playing Baccarat. And it was like the guy next to him was losing. And he was going, and Packer was having fun or whatever. And the guy goes, "Do you know how much it is that I'm losing here?" He goes, "I'm worth $80 million, mofo. You better respect I'm playing." And Packer looks at him and goes, $80 million, you say? He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You want to flip for it?" So AJ,
I don't have that kind of gamble in me.
So I'll flip if you want. We can flip right now on air for what did you win in the?
They're doing the math now. I probably won about $1,200.
Okay, well, you want to flip for it?
I'll flip for it. Hell, why not? I was a free roll anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do it with FaceTime. We'll come back on the next segment.
No, I'm
FaceTime,
good. I'm good, RJ.
We'll
you
stream
got me
it
time.
Out on Twitter and flip for $1,200.
You got me this time, RJ.
What does that mean?
I give up. I'm
oh,
scared.
I was just think how much Fred that would have helped the show. Everyone would have been rushing to the stream.
They would have.
Yeah, except but I'm a coward. But
well,
we're
listen,
not in studio, so we don't have a stream today.
Yeah, and I've bubbled the last two tournaments, so it feels good to get a little bit of cash in the pocket.
Listen, I'll say this as I go. AJ, you all joking aside, you got it going on. Kudos.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Bye, guys.
See you, RJ.
All right, guys, I got to tell you guys about what's going on at Carbach. They've got the Friendsgiving Market coming up on Sunday, November 18th at the brewery. Come celebrate friends, art, and brews, and make Carbach your Friendsgiving destination. The event's free to attend. It's a family event. Dogs are welcome. There's going to be local artists out there, vintage curators, local makers, bringing out a wonderful selection to get a jump start on your holiday shopping. So make sure – it's a good reason to go out and drink beer this Sunday. And every Thursday they do the running club. You go run for a little while, and then you earn free craft beer. It's really hard deal to beat. So go run, then drink beer. And if you don't like running and you like bikes instead, on the first Monday of every month – they do the Brews Cruise. You can just ride your bike for a little while, then have a happy hour at the brewery. The restaurant, out of this world. If you haven't been, I can't recommend it enough. Smoked corn pasta, steak or smoked tuna tacos, pizza, fish and chips, beer can chicken, all delicious and all pairs perfectly with the beers that they've got on tap. There's some of them you can't get anywhere else in the city. They're open daily from 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. They serve brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach. Guys, the 6-year anniversary sale going on now at Texas Star Grill Shop. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. You want to smoke that turkey, that prime rib, whatever you're eating on Thanksgiving or Christmas for that matter, you need a grill to smoke it on. I've got the Pits and Spits, one of the best grills you can get right now, locally made here in Houston. Fantastic heavy-duty construction, an awesome controller. There used to be a waiting list for these things. Now you can go in and grab one, and man, they are out of this world. Definitely worth the look. If you're looking for gas, they've got the Saber infrared gas grills that have no flare-up, just perfectly juicy meat every time. And if you're old school, you like that charcoal, They've got the Kamado Joe 2 ceramic charcoal grill with a new airlift hinge. It sets it apart from the competition. They're going to serve you a beer when you walk in there. They're going to say, hey, man, have a beer, and let's talk about what you want to do with your grill. It's just an unbelievable place. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale going on now. Free delivery and assembly, located 59 in Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta Road in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Prime Social, where A.J. is still working on his chop there of six players or whatever it was. So Cody Stute's hanging around still. As we wrap up the show here today, been an interesting one to say the least. Cody, appreciate you stepping up. It was never supposed to be the entire show.
It's still not the entire show.
It's close enough. We've got one more segment to go here.
If this was a game and there was action on it, they'd count the bets, right?
I think at this point it's like a baseball game that's gone more than five innings. It's
right,
official.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is going in the record books.
Yeah. Yeah. So, AJ is, collecting money over there for his chop, and, we'll find out. I think we'll get a couple minutes to find out exactly how he did it. He did, double up near the end there, and that got interesting, but, so it looks like it was an $8,900 prize pool here.
Nice. Yeah. Look, you can win some money when you come out here.
You definitely can. You definitely can. 5.5 hours is beyond my limit, though, of how long I like to play now. So, I guess it's just getting old. But, yeah. Well, he's over here counting money.
That's never a bad way to do business.
No, he's that'll pay for some weed for me. So,
certainly appreciate it, sir.
I appreciate you covering for me.
Yeah.
Did you have big questions for RJ?
I didn't need to ask him any questions.
You sat out. You just let him roll.
I just let him roll.
Fred always accuses me of hogging the interview with RJ because I've gotten so sharp.
Fred got plenty of RJ time today.
What did RJ say? Duct tape shoes or no duct tape shoes for you?
That never came up today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He loves Kansas City as much as I do, though.
That's good. Yeah, so. I like Kansas City, too. I disagree with what I heard of what he was saying about I like Kansas City's defense better than the Rams. I understand the Rams' defense isn't what we thought it was, and that's cool. I'll admit to that. They're not as dominant as they were early in the season, and they're no longer a top-level defense. But Kansas City's defense is trash. That's a bad defense. Kansas City's Oklahoma.
Yeah, the point is, I think even though they have the better names, the Rams' defense has not played
that much better
than the Chiefs. So.
Okay.
Especially recently. And that was his point, so. If you just certainly look at the rosters, you'd say the Rams have a huge edge on defense.
Right.
Look at the results so far.
Not so much.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But he liked, and then we talked a little bit about Texans, and, you know, he had reasons to like them, reasons not to. He thinks it's a good situation, but he also thinks they're overrated.
I think it's an under game. I mean, that's it. That's my best take on that whole game is just I can't imagine there's a whole bunch of points scored in it.
It's a pretty solid stat. He's gave road favorites off of a bye 70% winners.
Yeah,
that is 70% against the spread.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
that's because I'm not usually looking to play road favorites, period. But 70%, it's not a little bit. That's a big number. Well, how did he feel about Minnesota?
We didn't get to that one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I wanted to, but we ran out of time.
He must have been blabbing his head today.
Yeah, he was.
He was going pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
yeah. Happens. I might have slept for 5 minutes. I don't know. I know Cody did. I heard him snoring.
Yeah, well, Cody's got sleep apnea.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Oh, well. Tell people about Gulfgate.
All right, guys. It's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. It's your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. And during the Black Friday sales event out at Gulfgate, you buy a new 2018 Ram 1500 for $21,484 or pay $299 a month. And then during the Black Friday sales event, you can lease a 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for $325 a month. They've got the largest RAM inventory in the loop, and it's honestly not even close. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size, to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500, MSRP 32740, 4256 dealer discount, 7,000 manufacturer discount, $299 a month for 84 months, 4.5% APR, lease 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo, 48 monthly payments of $325, 10,000 miles per year, must be financed through Ally. All prices plus TT&L must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Offers in 11/30/18.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social Club, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And finally, it is Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. And we're in the last segment of the show.
Sounds about right.
I'm talked out.
You've had enough?
I'm completely
you
talked out.
You seem angry. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not. I just, okay. I had to do a lot more talking than I'm used to doing on Fridays.
Cody, I don't know if, was Cody quiet the whole day? Or was he just quiet when I came over?
He jumped in every now and then.
Okay. So here's my idea for next time that we're not doing a show together. I'm going to get you to work with Patrick Creighton. That way, there'll never be quiet. No quiet moments. You'll be able
to be fair, Cody'd already done 3 hours of.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he did it with Joel, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and yeah.
Well, I gave him a little bonus money.
Yeah.
Buy him dinner tonight.
No, I won't buy him dinner.
Is that a fat joke, sir?
No.
Come on.
That was just light. That's all it was,
okay.
I was saying.
All right.
It was light. What you gave him was light.
All right. I mean, that's enough. I have a hard time eating more than that much money worth of food, depending on where I'm going.
I've seen you spend a lot more than that.
Well, listen. Don't tell any Vegas secrets out of
here. No, it's not Vegas. I guarantee you what we ate last night would have cost a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah, probably so. Yeah.
All right, let's get stupid stuff knocked out.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I hate the stuff that you're nerdy about. I have, like, little to no interest in, like, Star Trek and Dungeons & Dragons. It's, like, beyond my world.
I'm nerdy about things that a lot of people are nerdy about. That's why they have those conventions for Star Trek.
But
I'm not that nerdy.
I'm not friends with those people.
Yeah, okay, fine. And there's nothing wrong with having a little nerd in you, okay?
That's what she said.
Boom.
Is it really?
Boom.
Officers spotted the suspects quickly. One of them was wearing a kangaroo onesie and had twine in his pouch. What?
Where was this?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, God. A kangaroo onesie?
Yes.
I bet that lady was hopping mad. No?
Ow.
Taylor says, so if Bradley Cooper ever plays a vampire in a movie, we'll have a real Fred Fowler. Maybe.
Someone asked earlier if you're in works for Silver Linings Playbook 2.
I'm focusing on Guardians 3. That's my next role.
Ferris Bueller 2.
Yeah. Stop. Okay. John.
That was my fault.
Was it really?
Yeah. I turned my mic off because I don't know how. I'm taller than Barry, but Barry apparently needs the microphone like at my eye level.
See, that's because he uses that damn blue chair that's like 40 feet tall.
Yeah. If that window could open, I would throw the blue chair out of it. He is so vain. Did he wear that ski hat the whole time he was on air?
I don't think so.
I hope not, because if he did, he's a total douchebag.
Would it surprise you, though?
No. Yeah, Barry, laugh it up. I got news for you, Barry. That blue chair, when you get back, it's gone. Barry's in the next room. He's thinking he's funny because he put my microphone all the way down because he normally has it way up here like he's like he's 6'9".
Then they had these two tied together or something. Like, you know, we work with children.
When Barry's sitting in a black chair like the rest of us, he actually may have to have that microphone all the way down to be able to reach it, but that's okay. As they say in El Paso, where you're headed, no mas.
I think that's what the people in the audience will be saying about halfway through his set. There's no moss.
Nope.
for about 10 years. I went to every single concert that was worth seeing. Kind of had my first female
encounter.
Not actual encounter, but, you know, contact.
Yeah.
At a Van Halen concert.
Nice.
And I think that was 1978.
Damn.
I was, what, 13 years old?
I was almost born then.
Was there an eruption?
That's Whoa. Good.
Well
that
done.
Was good.
Well done.
Well, was there?
Later when I got home, yeah.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
I got to be honest. I feel like I was the third man on stupid stuff that got said this week. Like, normally I'm either one or two. This week I think I took a solid third on dumb stuff being said. So, good job, boys.
Well, you know, every now and then, of course, it's a good thing we're not using anything from the Friday
show.
Oh,
yeah, I shorted today.
Oh, man. Got any big plans this weekend?
I wanted to go. There's a couple anniversary parties going on, brewery anniversary parties that I was going to hit up. My wife posted on the calendar, family picture day. So I'm going to be out somewhere taking family pictures for Christmas cards. So, yeah, my life sucks.
Oh, God. At least your kids are old enough to follow instructions a little bit.
That's true.
It's not the same as when they're 2 and 3 and you're trying to take family pictures. That was the worst. I think kids never cooperate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. But they barely cooperate now. I mean, and like Jake's 11. It's like one of the most awkward ages. And then my little one's missing.
You don't want to do this kid stuff.
My little one's missing like half of his teeth. I mean, it's just, he looks like a jack-o'-lantern. So, yeah, it's these will be great. What about you?
I don't really have anything planned. We'll probably do something tomorrow. I just going to lay low, I think. I'm exhausted. I'm looking forward to getting a break next week.
John, big plans for you?
No, not really. We got do we have a friend's Thanksgiving, early Thanksgiving tonight, but that's about it.
You think you have that tonight?
We do. We do.
Okay. I was going to say, you may want to confirm those plans ASAP.
All right, there's music. Great job, Voldemort. Great job, Cody Stutes. Appreciate you sitting in.
I'm exhausted.
Great job, Jong Lee. Great job of poker, AJ.
I get at least a C+ for today.
Fine. I'll give you a B.
All right.
I hope everybody has an awesome, awesome weekend. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches. Forget the milkman. I'm the milk magician. I'm the mother dairy queen. So nimble, it's so shh. And it doesn't even show.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.